on the bottom of Lamed Omer Aleph. We had start again from Ahu Tanura, the Tachu Beit Tichya. There was a tanur that they smeared with fat. Osra Rava Bara Eloi Lemichli Lemichli Lemichli. So Rava Bara Eloi ushered eating the bread made in that oven, even parv, because we're afraid that since it's bread, you'll forget and you'll eat it with milchiks. And it's fleshik of bread, because it was baked in an oven that was boleya meat. Ben lola, meaning no matter what, you can't ever use that oven again for bread. You're not allowed to eat bread that's made in that oven. Maybe you'll eat it with kutach, which is milked. Ein lashin is ha'isa b'cholav. The imlash kula pas kula asura b'pnei hergla veira. You're not allowed to make milked bread, and if you do, it's also to eat, even with milkiks pariv, because we're afraid that since it's bread, you'll eat it with fleishiks. However, the halacha is if you make just bread enough to eat at one spot, little roll, or you make it look different than something else, that's okay. Because then you know that it looks different than regular bread. Okay? Tiyotsebo, similarly, ein tashin is a tanur ba'ayin. You're not allowed to smear an oven with fat. Ein tash kolapas kulasur. If you bake bread in a fleshika oven, you're not allowed to eat the bread, because we're afraid that you're going to eat the bread with milchiks, it's regular bread. Ad sheyosik is a tanur. Until you fire up the oven, but if you fire up the oven, that kashers it. And then after that, you can bake other part of the bread. Here, this is different than our ovens. This is talking where they used to bake the bread on the floor of the oven itself. So it's not just like baking in a baking pan that was inflation. We're not talking about baking it and with the on the inside the oven where it's only the reyach, it's only the smell of the fleishiks or milchiks goes into the bread. It's a completely different halacha. This is like baking it in a pot that's fleishik with the fleishiks there. Okay. Mar says, "Ha husaka tanur miyashoy tiyufta the rava barayloi tiyufta." You see, though, that it's not also forever. If you fire up the oven, then it's kosher, and you can bake bread from there from then on. And Rava Barayloi said that the bread that was baked in an oven that was smeared with fat is also forever. Meaning, no matter how many times you fire it up, the bread's still going to be also. Rashi Toshin Lashin Tach to Shmir. Okay, let's go on. Zmara says, Omer le Ravina le Ravashi, Yichimei Acher di Sosev Rava Bar Eloi, Amai ka Omer Rav, Kideiros HaPesach Yishperu. Bechor, if you see that you can kasher an oven that's made out of Kli Cheres by firing it up, then why should you have to break plates that are made out of Cheres or pots that are made out of Cheres on Pesach, kasher them, fire them up. Omerlei, hosim tanur shel mateches, hocha b'kederu shel cheres. No, the tanur that we were talking about over there was made of metal. Metal you can kasher. Kasher it by heating it up, libun, and the iser goes away, v'meil it's mutter. But cheres you can't kasher. Rashi, Omerlei, Me'achad Yisosev Rava Bar Eloi, V'shamin and Dehesek Moa Likli Cheres. You see that you can fire up a earthenware oven and it'll be kosher. K'deiros V'pesach Ami Yishpru Yashikin V'yislapnu. Make libun on the kalim too, on the k'deiros. Fire them up with coals. Omerlei Rav Mokim Le'lahud Itoni Ad Shiyusak D'mashma Ha'husik Shori B'tanah Shel Mateches. No, that which we said that it's mutter to bake bread after you fire up the oven is only by a metal oven. Then you can kosher it. But an oven made out of cheres, or these pots that were made out of cheres, can't be kosher. Because the Torah was made that a tanur of cheres has to be broken. There's no way to kosher it because it never gives up what it absorbed completely. There's always something left. Cheres is so absorbent that which it absorbs, there's no way to get it out completely. The truth is there is a way of putting it back in the kiln and remaking it. But that's not called coming out of the kli, that's making a new kli. So when in the original kli, the isra will never come out. If you'll make it into a new kli, that's fine. No, because Rav Bar Eloi was talking about a tanur of cheres. Yeah, b'char. B'char is no longer. Now, if it's a tanur of cheres, you can't kasher. Yeah, according to this answer, it's not going to be a kasher. I mean. Because we only shrugged him up, like a tanur of mateches, but not a tanur of cheres. He boy is saying, "Mahava habishal cheres." And now, according to this answer, it's still going to be an upshot. There's a difference between kederos and a tanur. Zeh seiko b'fnim, zeh seiko mibachutz. When you put what's it called coals in an oven, you put them on the inside where the isser was, and that you could kasher, even cheres. Not like Rav Bar Eloi. But a pot, you heat up on the outside. And therefore the heat from the outside doesn't burn the isser on the inside completely. By cheres. That's the case. Put coals on the inside of the pot. Okay, so it won't, the coals on the outside won't kasher. Why don't you put the coals on the inside? Chayas alei mishum de paka. No. If you put coals on the inside of a pot, of an earthenware pot, we're afraid that it's going to crack. And you won't leave it there long enough, or you won't put enough coals in. You won't let it get hot enough. And therefore, we don't let you do it. Hilkach, okay, that's Rashi. Chayasolayu. V'yi shorishle alidei hesek pneim morehetere v'somecha hesek bachut. Levrach monis on it, and he won't fire it on the inside, he'll do it on the outside. Or he won't do it properly on the inside. And therefore, it's awesome. That's why you can't kosher glassware. Because we're afraid that it'll break, or you'll be afraid it'll break, and you won't do it properly. Hai buchya, hilkach, hai buchya, right? What's it called? Therefore, buchya, it's a kli made out of tiles. There it's a different kind of oven. It's like a Dutch oven. Yeah, that's what it is, a Dutch oven. A Dutch oven, the heat is not inside. You put it on an outside heat source, and the outside heat source gives it heat. That kind of oven, you can't kosher. Because the heat comes from the outside, not from the inside. The imagumri shaperdomi. But there, we're not afraid that it's going to break. Made out of tiles, and if you talk of put coals on the inside, it'll be okay. Rashi buchya klishu miraafim shikorin tiles. V'ofen matagnim bokika. You make bread in it, but again, the heat source is from the outside. I think that's what's called a Dutch oven. Some people use those on Pesach. They have an oven they put on top of their stove, and the heat comes from the burners, and they bake in that oven. Omer le Ravina le Ravashi. Hani shakine bepischa heche avdin lo. You have knives that you use the whole year. How do you kasher them for Pesach? Omer le didi chaveka avdin. I get new knives. That's what's it called, Ravashi said. Omer le tenach mar defshala. You're rich. You could buy new live knives. I'm asking you what the halacha is for somebody who can't buy new knives. What can he do with his old knives? The lower, Mag Efshirle, the low Efshirle Mag. What about somebody who can't buy new knives? Omerle, I'm not to ain chadito kanina. No, I don't mean I buy new knives. I make them new. Katayu betina. What I do is I take cement and cover over the handles. Uparzolayu benuda. And the blade I put into fire. And a malabin, libum. And then, this is in order that I put the handle in cement so it doesn't get burnt. Because the handles are made out of wood. So if I take it and put it in fire, the wood's going to burn. So first I cover the wood. I machshir the blade with libun. Then I take off the cement off the handle and I put it into boiling water. Because the handle wasn't used directly in the fire. The knife is. Tosfos explains that these knives were knives like spits, where you use them directly, you put food over and you directly roast them over the fire. So the way that the food got into the knife is directly by the fire. So that you need libum, direct fire. But our knives don't go directly over the fire. They're only baleya from cutting hot things, secondary. So those only need hagolah. The hilchasa idi vi idi baroshchi. The halacha is that the knives, again, we're talking over here about, Shaila, what kind of knife we're talking about, but even it could be the knife that you use directly over the fire only needs hagolah for Pesach. Because by Pesach, what was nivla was mutter. The chametz before Pesach was mutter. It only became asher on Pesach. So it's a terrible. Since it was boleya heter, therefore it's mutter even bahagala. Others hold no. Chametz is called isura bola. Since lagabe, it's isher, it's asher. On Pesach, chametz is asher, even though before Pesach is when these things got absorbed, right, they were heter, but klapi Pesach, it's isher. And therefore, you need libum, if it was used directly over the fire. But these knives weren't used directly over the fire. They used to cut hot things, but not things that mamish like a barbecue spit that's used over the fire. The cleary shown has to be on a pot or on the fire. You have to kasher it with boiling water on the fire. Rashi, katayu, milamar, lididi, chadito after lecharche. They make me new knives. But Mar Efshirle, I Shari Osher, you're rich. First I cover the handles in a way that they won't be burnt. And then I'm a lobbing the blade, then I take off the protective covering off the handle, and I make hagola on the handle. You don't have to make libun on the blade of the knife. Ela parzolayo kikatayu. It's good enough to make hagola on the blade. And again, Tosus makes this chilek between what kind of knife it is. Hagola is sufficient if you didn't use the knife to roast things directly over the fire. Amar Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, eitz porer magilo b'roshchin of a kli rishon. Eitz porer shemagisim b'akdera. It's a spoon. A wooden spoon that you mix the pot with. Okay, a mixing spoon. Big wooden spoon. So you make hagola. Why? The way that the food was absorbed in a boiling pot, that's the way that it goes away. You boil it in boiling water, and whatever was absorbed comes out into the water. Honey, money, the kunya, maulish the musha boba pischa. Right? Eighth poor, we said, shemagisim boakdera. It's a wooden spoon that you use, or a metal spoon that you use to stirring spoon. Kibolo kachpoto, kibolo mitoch klirishon, kachpoto beklirishon. Just like a boiling pot on the fire. That's how it was absorbed. That's how you get it out, by putting it in a boiling pot on the fire.
That's the mice with wood?
You can crush your wood. Kunya, but you have to first clean it off good. So it could be sometimes you have to sand it down to get off mamoshes. But after it's clean, you can kosher it just like anything else.
After you sand it down, you still have to...
Yeah, because it's the bleas inside. The mamoshes is on the outside. Kibolo kachpoto, okay. Kunya plomir balas. Vishocherisu, the toach be'ever. These are earthenware things that are covered with tin. Aver is tin. Tin, kalin, that glazed, like glazed earthenware, but glazed with, not glass, with tin. So Morris says, Yeroka lotibo, yeloach devade asiri. The green ones are made out of earth that you, what you called, shechofer nimena tzrif, alum, v'hu azu bolel olam. It's made out of very absorbent earth, and those you can't, they'll never come out. You can't kasher those. Those are the green ones. Kiti boilach uchme v'chiyure, the black and white ones. They're made with a different material, different kind of earth. Mad, Rashi says, v'chik asinon yuruke loti boilach, devadi asire, demitsarfi uboli. Okay, they absorb and they don't give out. But the black and white ones, those are the shayla. The hechadisbe kartufni loti boy aloch devadi asiri, where they have what's it called cracks in them, so then things get in there, you can't get them out. There's meh, there's mamish mamoshes that you can't get out because of the cracks. That for sure is also kiti boy aloch deshi, where they're smooth, there's no cracks. So you can clean them off, and the question is only getting out what's absorbed on the inside. Omerlei, chazina lehuta medaisi, al mabali vasiri. Vatora heido aklicheres, sheena yotri dofila olam. Now, you see that when you cook them, they sweat. Stuff comes out. So obviously, even though they're smooth, they absorb. Once they absorb, since they're earthenware, the Torah was made that earthenware, the only thing you can do with it is break it, if it becomes tameh. There's no way of kashering it, because once it absorbs, the what's absorbed doesn't come out completely. Rashi, ki tibot kartufni b'koyim, there's cracks in it. Then it's for sure it can't be kashered. Ki shiboyelach deshi, shein chalokin, they're smooth. The question is, do they absorb or not? Since they have that tin covering over them, maybe they don't absorb anything. Morris says, no, we see the medaisi, polkin, amashkin, mitosin, rachitzon. You see when you heat them up, that it sweats. Things come out. Ubalaz, whatever. Bechivin de medaisi vadiboli. Since you see that when you heat it up, it sweats. Obviously, it absorbs. Behoil ubali shuvein polkin. Since it's made out of earthenware, once it absorbs, if nothing that what's absorbed doesn't completely come out. Once it absorbs, whatever's in its walls doesn't come out completely forever. It says by kli'eitz and kli'mateches, right, that if you cooked kodshin in them, so then you should boil them. And it'll, whatever you cook will come out, and the noser will come out. But by kli cheres, it says you shove it, break it. Mashma, that you can't cook it up in water and have what came in come out. It won't come out completely. Okay, so Mer says, so now, so we said with all these kli, what's it called, kli kunya, which are glazed earthenware, right? The green ones are for sure usher because they for sure, what's it called, absorb. The black and white ones, the Gemara comes out. If they have cracks, they for sure usher. If they don't have cracks, Lamaisa, we still see that they're usher. So everything's usher. All this kli kunya is usher. So where it says, umay shnolin in yayin nesech. The chorab yayin nesech, if you use barrels that are made of this kli kunya, you can kasher them. If you stored wine in them, also wine. The Dorish Maremer, Mani de Kunya, Ben Uchma, Ben Chiyure, Ben Yeruke Shor. If you had barrels, whether they're black, white, or green, and they're made from clay kunya, and you stored wine in them, that's asur, you can kasher them. Right, so lechara, why is that different than chametz? Chitei mayayin nesef derabanan, chametz deraisa, now bayin nesef derabanan, so there were matter to kasher it. Bayin nesef deraisa, like chametz not, called a tikkun rabanan, came deraisa tikkun. No, any nesef derabanan, the rabanan treated as if it were being nesef deraisa. There were matter kashering something that's only asur, nesef derabanan, with less of a chumrah than something that is nesef deraisa. So that can't be the answer.
Why does it matter the color?
What?
Why does it matter the color? Black, white, or green?
Because it's different kinds of earth. How much absorbent it is. That was Gemara's question. The green ones, for surely, are absorbent, and therefore you can't kasher them. The Gemara said, how about the white and the black ones? Are they absorbent also? The Gemara said that if they have cracks, for sure there's ba'en. If they don't have cracks, we see that they sweat, even the black and white ones are also. Gemara says, all of them, even though they're made of different materials, they all are absorbent, and by chametz they're all awesome. And by yayin nesef they're all mutter. So what's the difference? That's the kasha.
You're cooking it here?
No. Omer lei, zu tashmishu al yidei chamin, v'ze tashmishu al tzona. One will absorb through heat, the chametz. Right, you're talking where you cook things of chametz in the pots. Then it absorbs and never comes out. But by the wine, you didn't cook the wine in the casks. You just stored it in the cask. It's what's it called? It's soaked in them. But it's not mamish cooked. It's only cold. And by cold, we don't have that chumrah that it never comes out. Since it was only absorbed by cold, right, even though kovash is kiroseya, right, something that's soaked is considered like it's cooked, but it's not mamish cooked. It absorbs, but not as much as mamish cooking. Rashi. Chametz tashmishu aydei chamin kol hashana. Chametz you cook all year. So the absorption took place through heat. Aval yayin nesach lo nishtamish bo eletzomet. But yayin nesach you use cold. And therefore it doesn't absorb so much that it won't come out with hagolah. Omar Rava Bar Abba, Omar Rav Chia, Bar Ashi, Omar Shmuel. Kol ha-kelim sh'nishtamshu b'em chometz b'tzonan, all kelim that you used for chometz, cold, mishtamish b'em matzah. You can use them for Pesach, right? And the shayla over here is what can you use them for Pesach. So there's one girsa that you can use them for Pesach with cold. In other words, if you only use things with cold, on Pesach, you can use them cold too. But you can't use them with hot. That's one girsa. The girsa we have is, you can use it on Pesach even hot. There's nothing absorbed. You wash it off, there's nothing on the outside, there's nothing on the inside, so why can't you cook things in? Chutz min beis se'or. Except for a beis se'or. A beis se'or, Rashi says, kli shahaisha shora manachas bois se'or. She soaks her yeast in that kli, right, and puts it into the dough, panisha shambalaila. They leave it sometimes all night, and it's very harif. So that's absorbed even in cold. Ho'el shechimutzo kosher. It's very harif, and therefore it absorbs. Omra vashi beis charosis ke beis sor. Rashi beis charosis, kli shenosne bo chometz. V'chol dover shesh lo kiwi. Things that are acidic. You put vinegar in it. It's a dover charif. Or a gilin litain bokemach. And you also put flour into that vinegar. So it absorbed the chametz through a dover charif, through something very acidic. You dip meat into that. And the chametz, what's it called, the kemach, becomes chametz because of the acidic vinegar. The loshen charosis kiwi. Right, so something that's acidic. Shechimutz al kasha dami. Omar Rava, honey agnate in mechuzah. Hoil the tadiri lemelish buchamira. The, what's it called? The kneading troughs of mechuzah, since they use them constantly to knead dough. Right, umashu bachamira, and they do put the chametz and the yeast, and they leave it in it. Kadesh or It's considered like a base sha'ar. It's never that what's it called that's used constantly for very hard chametz, you know, harsh chametz, right? And so therefore you can't kasher it. Pshita, ma'ud de'seima, given the ravicha shalit bo'avira, since it's very wide, the air is able to mitigate the harshness of this sha'ar. When you have a kli that you soak figs in vinegar or whatever, there's no air. So it really absorbs with a lot of acidity. But when you have a spread out, wide trough, then the air gets to it, doesn't let it absorb so intensely. Kamash Malon, you don't say that. Okay. So he said already first that the knives, that a regular knife you can do hagala, but a knife that's used as a spit, that you need libun. The Ran holds not like that. The Ran holds that even knives that were boleya chametz with what's it called, with a fire, you could kasher with hagala, because chametz is different. Because when the chametz was absorbed, it was absorbed when it was mutter, at terebola. We have that concept by kodshin, by noser. By noser, even though something was absorbed by fire, but you can kasher it by boiling. Why? Because when it was absorbed, it was a noser. When you cook the shlom in a pot, so it was mutter, it was shlom. Then the pot stayed two days, now what's in it is noser, it's osir. So you can kasher it by what's it called, by hagala. Even though if there was no liquid, it was absorbed directly from the fire, there Hagala helped. Because the halacha is b'chatera bola. When it was boleya, it was mutter. So the Ran says, same thing over here. When the chametz was nidla during the year, it was mutter. It only becomes asur on Pesach. So it's the same din as these karbonos. And the Ramban says not like that. Chametz is called yeshura bola. Because klape Pesach, it's always asur. Then why do you care that before Pesach was mutter? It's not like a shlamin that changes its status, right? It's not that the time makes it osir, it's the thing wasn't osir. But over here, chametz is always osir on Pesach. It's always mutter during the year. So chametz is a double osir, klapi Pesach, and therefore you don't say hatei rabbana. What else? That we said before, over here. The Rosh says that if you had something that you use with chametz, only cold, then you're allowed to use it on Pesach, even hot, because it didn't absorb anything. However, the Rit has a girsa that it's only mutter to use cold. You use it for cold chametz, except if it's a besor or whatever, you can use it for cold on Pesach, but not hot. And the reason he says is that chametz, even the chametz is not a beis sha'ar, is boleya something. But it won't come out if you use it on Pesach with kol. Now, she'en ken, a beis sha'ar is absorbed so much that even if you use it with kol on Pesach, it's going to come out. But hot, any chametz will come out even if you use it with kol. That's how the Ran explains the Rit. The Rosh holds that even the Beis Sa'or is only Osir, right, if you don't make Hagol. But if you kasher it, you can kasher it. You just can't use it without kasher. Right, Masha'en Kain, the things that are used for cold, and you're using them for cold, or even for hot, you can use them without Hagol. Masha'en Kain, but if you're Beis Sa'or, if you made Hagol, it's okay. That's what the Rosh holds. And the Rith, and from Rashi is mashma, that a beis sha'or, the bliya is so strong that even hagala won't help. On a beis sha'or, you can't make hagala, you can't kasher for Pesach b'chlal.